Be back. I just had to help my mom. Family comes first, you know. Family always comes first.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, bro. Like I said, it's all good. It's all good, G.
It's all good.
All right. Wait for Solomon to get back in here.
I know. Send him another message.
But he don't know what we're talking about.
But yeah, we can start talking about. Well, I'm gonna have to introduce ourselves again. It's okay.
No, you good, bro?
No. Hey, it happened for a reason, you know.
Right.
Well, my name is Yurell Smalls. Welcome back to Opinions. I'm gonna have two friends come on the pod today. Come on the pod, OD. Not in the pod. Alright. One of them niggas is gonna be Taj.
Yo, what's going on?
Shout your shit out, Taj.
Man, like I said,
snap or anything.
Follow me on the snap at Young Tyson 103rd. You know, we gonna be talking that shit on here today. And get my the Twitch streams up too. Taj Universal Studios, you know what I'm saying? Follow me on there. You know, we be quality Apex content, you know what I'm saying?
Make sure you don't get copyrighted for that, Universal Studios. They're gonna be like, you ain't part of our team.
It's a Taj in front of there. We good. It's a Taj in front of there.
Oh my gosh. You're right.
They got a whole worker named Taj in there.
Oh my
god. Right. Motherfucker about to really get on that with me. Hey. Shit, Solo should listen to that album before we even get on here.
Oh my gosh, I know.
Hey, right? Tweaking.
Let's not even talk about that album then, like, you know?
All right, I mean, we can talk about it,
I mean, you could talk about it right now.
He can't, right? I mean, hey, listen, I know what Tory did,
yeah.
Hey,
first of all, we don't know what Tory did because that's still, I think, what's gonna happen. I even told so many people it's gonna be inconclusive evidence.
Oof. Right,
because it's almost 2 years now.
That's true. He's still laying in jail. And that's something too. By now they would have put him in jail, bro.
That's what I'm saying. It's gonna be inconclusive evidence.
Exactly.
As all charges dropped.
Exactly. As a black man, no matter how much money you get, they would have threw his ass in jail by now.
Mm-hmm.
So some, you know, what I'm saying, some. It's a puzzle piece missing type shit.
It is. And then everybody got to think about. Everybody's saying, oh yeah, Meg won all these awards. Isn't it kind of weird she won all those Grammys? Then before that, she was getting nominated for everything. Yeah. It's kind of like they were pandering.
Yeah.
Am I wrong or am I right?
Nah, you got a point there, bro. It's one of those situations where, you know, she got that guilt on her. So she going to use it to her advantage. Because people already feel sorry for her. She technically got shot in the foot by a guy that's allegedly, you know what I'm saying?
But my thing is, if you got shot in the foot, why were you twerking the next day?
That's true too. That's true too.
And people can deny, oh, what are you talking about? I'm like, huh? She was on live.
Right.
She was on live.
That's true, man.
Not even, okay, let me not say the next day.
Maybe she's just strong.
Getting shot in the foot? Bro, what?
That shit hurt. You wouldn't be able to use that foot at all.
That's what I'm saying.
You wouldn't be able to use that foot at all. I'm going to keep it real.
That's what I'm saying. So something's not adding up, baby. Maybe she stepped on some glass, but still, she's still shaking that ass.
She might have got shot in the foot with a BB gun.
I don't think she got... I don't know. I really don't know. Because the evidence is inconclusive.
Right. Hey, you never know, man. We're going to leave Meg alone, man.
We're going to leave that alone.
We're going to leave that alone, man.
But I think that Playboy album should have been Tory Lanez's response to, like, if he did want to release something, Daystar was really good. Daystar. Daystar was fine, but what's it called? I sent you the link, bro. But Playboy, that shit was amazing.
A full-fledged R&B experience.
Because what Tory Lanez, he can rap. He's more of an R&B man. All day, every day.
For real. Hey, because you know what? Tory, one of those guys, he do a lot of different things. He do the rap, he do the R&B vibe, man. It catch it, don't care. Oh wow, y'all echoing off each other. Funny.
No. Let me move over here. So if you want to introduce yourself, you want to shout out your socials.
He's so annoying, bro. Come on, man. Mm-hmm. Buddy, he's here.
Echo.
Exactly. Not that much. You low key. Y'all straight.
Nigga yelling. Nigga want to echo.
You want the echo, right?
That's what I was saying. But you said you muted your mic?
Yeah, I muted it, but can you still hear
me?
No, we can't hear you.
Oh, he muted it? I can still hear him.
You can?
Hell yeah.
Damn. Yeah. That's Mike. My bad.
Nah, you good. I would say y'all move in two different rooms, and then one of y'all niggas turn y'all mic down a little bit. That's it.
I don't know how to turn my mic down. Turn my volume down.
Yeah,
how about now? Yeah, how about now? Is it better?
That's better. That's cool. Yeah.
All right, damn. Since he didn't listen to any of the Playboy, let's talk about some new music that we're all listening to.
Right. Okay. But like I said, I had that Playboy on repeat recently.
Really?
Recently with the Playboy joint.
Damn, so that was your first time listening to it type shit.
Right. But you know what? Really, that second that go crazy, the J. Cole joint, and then... We got to give respect to Young Nudie. Young Nudie, new tape, Dr. Evil. That shit go crazy.
I haven't heard it yet. I really have not. Did you hear it yet, so?
He just on straight demon time with that. Bitch.
I don't think the album I listen to.
Are you on the mic? Or do you mute yourself?
I mute myself.
No, don't mute yourself. We can hear you.
I'm saying if he
can you hear him?
I'm talking. Yeah, I'm hearing him through your shit, Urel.
Damn,
he muted me.
No cap.
Right, exactly.
I was trying to get away from this thing. Like, I'm not trying to echo my eyes.
Nah, but, y'all good because y'all hearing you, each other. Y'all straight.
What new music are you listening to, son?
I've been listening to that new Cole.
Right.
What else?
That's it for him. He be droned out on the Cole for you talking about.
I've been listening to that the
Cole, what else?
The DJ.
Ooh, that DJ crazy.
I ain't like that last one, man. I ain't listen to the new one. I ain't gonna lie.
It only has that one song I like with Baby and Dirt, honestly.
That's the rest that's your ass. Keep it a buck, man.
Mid, not ass, it's just mid.
Mid. Yikes, bro. Fucking yikes.
Then let's that one called Bofa.
He said he listened to that new what?
That new one called Bofa.
Bofa. Who that bad?
Both of these nuts, bitch.
Oh, wow. Here you go.
This nigga, oh, crazy.
Sick ass nigga.
What
happened? Vanilla wafers and shit over there.
I just downloaded the Young Miami, Young M.A. mixtape off the Yak. That shit's fire.
Merch, that shit go crazy.
It does, bro.
Migos song? What's your stuff?
Migos strong, straighten it. I'm listening to Georgia Smith. Her little EP was nice. Jake. Hey, bro. Don't sleep on Georgia.
I know, Georgia fine.
Georgia fine.
Hey, what do you think of Mr. Rage?
Who?
Mr. Rage.
Who's
Mr. Rage going tribute?
Oh, yeah.
I liked it.
The turn up shit.
It's some turn up shit, bro.
The turn up shit, you know what I'm saying? He was spazzing on that motherfucker. That song alone is just going to be a mosh pit song.
It is. They just blew up DJ D Savage car, bro.
Right.
Bro, when I saw that shit, I was crying. Every meme page was posting that bit.
This song go crazy.
Shit. spaz on that motherfucker. He gonna drop that. I'm waiting for it. See, I want to listen to Trippy new shit. Trippy new shit gonna go crazy.
Bro, my friend has a guy that he knows he can get music from. So I got some songs from Trippy. Like, I got the whole Pegasus album before it came out type shit.
Merk.
Oh, wow.
So, like, I'm not even gonna say who.
So how early though? Like, was it like a day early?
Like 2 months early.
2 months.
And 2 months.
I can show you.
Huh?
Oh wow. Dang, I don't know you real shit. You might have to.
You should go, what?
You should start releasing that shit,
Kali. I got it.
You could have been releasing that shit.
Like the unreleased.
Okay, and how are you?
I'm not gonna post it. I found some unreleased, but I'm not gonna say who.
Right.
Say nah. Where I got it from.
I hear you.
I got it from SoundCloud, you know? I got it from SoundCloud.
Hey, listen, right.
Oh, wow.
This shit is on SoundCloud.
It's on SoundCloud. I'm not gonna post it.
Let me play it right now, though.
That's true.
I'll play it after this.
But you know what though? Y'all been peeping lately. They've been taking a lot of Juice WRLD's leaks off of SoundCloud and YouTube.
You mean his company?
Yeah, that was it. Grade A production.
I close my eyes and fucking everything. Bro.
And then if you go to his YouTube channel,
like he sent it to me, Egyptian.
If you go to his YouTube channel, you'll see that his label is literally putting all his leaks on YouTube, and they like confirming them type shit as just making them like regular songs. Mm-hmm. And that shit is tough as hell.
I'm gonna show you after the pod. I don't want to get in trouble. Don't want to go to jail.
Talking about jail, they just gonna find you. They're not gonna send you to jail.
I'm not gonna pay the fine. That's why I'm gonna go to jail.
Ooh.
Exactly. I pay the fine. That YSL song? Oh, How y'all feel about... okay, who carried on YSL Slime Language 2? Thugga or Gunna?
Gunna wanna. I'm gonna keep it a buck.
Gunna!
Thugga killed it, but Gunna held the team together.
Gunna is held in YSL now. I ain't gonna lie.
He is, bro.
He is.
That's Thugga.
Hold on. Wasn't Lil Baby one of Young Thug's songs?
He wasn't signed to him, but he taught him how to rap.
Right.
No, Gunna taught him how to rap.
He found him.
He discovered him, so he got to find his feet type shit. But he not signed into YSL.
He should have been. That would have been a crazy group, but him signing with QC and having his own label was smart itself.
Lil Baby fuck with Crip. He's going to sign to a blood label.
Stop.
Is that what it is? It probably is.
Really like that? That's some weird shit.
It probably is some weird shit. Like, you know, that gang mentality different at all times. So it's like, if that makes sense, no bullshit. I can see some shit like that happening.
Yeah. What was I going to say? Fuck, man. I forgot a topic I was going to say type of shit. But what you think about Culture 3? You think that shit going to slap? You think it's going to be some mid-pack?
Hopefully it slapped like Culture 1, because Culture 2 was mid-pack.
Culture 2 was mid. Culture 1 was... No, actually, all the cultures actually had songs on them that were slaps. They're pop stars now. So they didn't make a bad song. It just didn't hit the same. We expected...
Right.
Result.
That's true. I don't know. I think people just so used to just throwing out music. I feel like a lot of Culture 2 tracks was throwaways.
Yes.
For real.
I think a good 25% of throwaways.
Seriously.
Marinade type shit.
And they even admitted, we spent 45 minutes on each song, and we could tell.
Right. Hey, man. Hey, but you know what? Some niggas like that type of music, that quality, that 45-minute shit.
Mm-mm, that's too fast, man. I want someone to take time on a song. I want someone to have sex on a song type shit.
But you know what they did? But... It depends. But you're talking about sex. Hell no. I'm saying, bro, it just depends what type of artist it is. You talking about having sex. Every artist is going to have sex on the song. For your shit.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, you're right.
And Migos, they some Migos songs gonna hit, you know. Some not.
You really gonna get that? Nigga, that's $80.
They have to. You get nigga, you just spent $80.
Oh wow, what y'all about to get? Funny as hell.
Shut the fuck up.
Oh wow. Hmm.
Nigga on my pod calling me out.
Oh wow, red alert. Red
alert. I said don't buy that $80 game. He's like, you just bought $80 a trade. Shut the fuck up.
Oh wow.
This man is
a lot of them graphics look weak as fuck.
Dude, look at that damn pump.
You talking about for rest? What game you talking about?
Rest, for rest.
Come on, bro. You made me bad as... And look, he made me bad as a motherfucker. We ain't played yet. Yeah. Funny as hell.
I done seen some Xbox One gameplay, bro. Look at his fucking beard.
Hell no, bro. You probably saw some PC gameplay. That shit looks mid.
Damn, bro. It look like some Day One Arc shit.
Mm-hmm. Wait, how much is DayZ? Because I'll download DayZ.
Murphy on the DayZ vibe.
Hell yeah.
What is the gaming vibe, man? What we been playing? We just been on this Apex shit, man.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. I think Apex, I'm addicted. I am. Apex is very addictive, and it's a AAA game that keeps getting better, but I don't know why it's addictive.
It's like the only game to play right now, bro. I don't even, like Solo said, I really don't even fuck with Apex, and I still reached platinum like 2 days ago. Like, damn. I just don't even care about this shit.
Yeah. Like, I mean, the game is all right, bro.
But, it's just like, bragging rights type shit.
Right. I'm going to say, like, niggas be racing to fucking reach Predator before the 24-hour release.
Right.
You know, like Timmy? Right when the shit is released type shit. Everybody is running back and forth trying to get Predator because you don't have to go through Masters. Because Pred is like the top, what, 750 or something?
Yeah, something like that.
750 on every console.
Yeah, so obviously the first dude to get to Predator is going to be number one. And that's how most of them guys hold their position anyway.
But, dude, I just want to get a real good team, but right now, I think the meta is mobility.
You said, wait, the meta is mobility?
Yes, you got to be on your toes type shit. Like, get out of situations. Like, Octane, Valkyrie, Loba, Wraith, Pathfinder.
Right.
You need one of them niggas on your team or you out.
I mean, I don't know, bro. It depends. Because if you really know how to use Gibby or Caustic, you can get around, or you can survive at least long enough, you know what I'm saying?
So I play Gibby. I be winning some games with Gibby.
Gibby's good.
Gibby's amazing.
But I just be OD aggressive.
But like, that's the thing.
Steal down type shit. Fucking go in and out, in and out, in and out.
You got to treat Gibby accordingly. You can't be aggressive with big man. You can't do that.
Bitch, yes you can.
Lifeline is starting to be aggressive now. Like, I think she needs to have her fast heals back.
You could be aggressive because, first of all, he got a, what, that fucking tank buff?
Like 10%.
And then he arm shield. And then him being a fucking goofball playing back and forth inside his dome.
I don't know, bro.
And I think that's why I am liking Apex, because there's so many things you could do with each character. Like with Gibby, there's so many metas to play. You could play like a pussy, or you could play aggressive, like he said.
Facts.
That's true. I get it. I don't know, because sometimes we done jumped a lot of Gibbies. That's how I'm looking at it. we done jumped a lot of Gibbies. even Caustic, when he ran out of traps and the time is up, we done jumped a lot of Caustics. I don't know, bro.
That 10% does work, though. Like when they add to that 10%,
oh, it does.
It does work. Cause I be clipping people that I can't clip a Gibby or a Caustic with a 9-9, but anybody else you can.
I could, if I hit a Gibby the right way. Pause.
Niggas said all dumb.
Jesus Christ.
Gibby the right way. I'll fuck him up.
Thanks. He's got hit because you know that little shield.
Because the shield, it takes reduced that it reduces the damage
so much.
Like it'll take 50 damage from a 30. That's something nice. Like that. I'm not even gonna exaggerate that number, but whatever the percentage is, it takes away damage, you know, from a bullet. So like you'll do less damage than you normally would on a fucking Bangalore or something like that.
Right. But I just want to finish this Apex topic with one thing. Who is your main right now, Solo?
I'll be playing Raid.
Taj, who's your main?
Oh, I'll be on my Bloodhound. I've been on Bloodhound lately. I ain't gonna lie.
Right now, I'm on my Loba shit. She's a glorified lifeline.
There you go. You little Latina. That's all you is.
That's what I need right now. Hey!
Little Latina, man. Little Latina get the job done. I ain't gonna lie.
I want to talk about Chance the Rapper. don't. You know you listen to that nigga. That's he's from Chi-Town, nigga. That's your boyfriend.
He said Chi-Town.
Oh, wow. Chi-Town. First of all, I ain't gonna lie, bro. Chance is just... I don't know, bro. The music. Where's the music? That's my question.
He's on features.
What features? Like, I haven't even heard no features lately. What features you talking about? Enlighten me.
You're not wrong.
You said which feature he do recently?
Let me check so I don't sound ignorant.
That's what I'm saying, bro. But it's just the fact that you have to check.
Damn.
That's right. The point. That's my point that I'm making. You gotta check. Like when, like where is his music at, bro?
Chance.
Like, I want that feel good music. I'm still listening to his O's. I'm still listening to Acid Rap.
I think Acid Rap, okay. If you had to rank the three mixtapes, or even if you heard Surf, all four, but if you just want to keep it all three, which ones, how would you rank them?
Let's do Acid Rap, Coloring Book, and then what's that last one?
I think, oh yeah, what's the first one? I definitely think so. Acid Rap is my favorite.
Right, right.
Coloring Book is where he was actually...
Acid Rap is my favorite.
Coloring Book, he killed it. Coloring
Book, second.
Mm-hmm. And his first one, Tende.
Yeah. Tende. I'm not gonna lie, I haven't listened to those.
You haven't listened to Tende?
You ain't listened to Tende?
Tende was...
I've heard a few songs, but not like...
Okay.
Tende isn't bad.
I haven't listened to them enough to remember.
The only song I like, remember on Tende... is prom night, like vividly.
This is your fucking prom night, Nissa. Yeah, okay.
Because that's when I was like, dang, this guy has an ugly ass voice, but he's doing his thing and it's working.
It had an upbeat vibe, and that's what people loved about it. Because you know, at the time, we still on the drill shit, so it's like 10 Day was just like.
Oh, and you're from Chi-Town, so explain. You're from Chicago.
That's what I'm saying. 10 Day was just such a upbeat. Compared to all the drill music we so used to, 10 Day Ezra gave it that old Kanye feel or that old positive, nice rap type shit. You know what I'm saying? And it was cool. Like everybody was vibing to it. We love Chance because Chance represented something. But now, like I said, what he got? He got some type of new show called He Doing Punk Now. He hosting Punk Now? Come on, man.
Dang, I know he's trying to reach out for. He's trying to have different avenues, bro.
He needs to. This is my thing, though. You have an avenue that you haven't even fully developed.
Oh, D.
You don't have like you dropped.
You're not wrong though, because he did. He only had three mixtapes. He had some songs, but he can release a lot more.
A lot more.
Actually, he had more. He had that album that came out, which was weird.
It was dry, man. I'm gonna be honest. That last little album he did was low, bro. It wasn't even mid. I'm gonna keep it real.
You mean I Love My Wife times three?
Come on, man. It's come on.
And that song his brother carried him on Solo. Remember when we were listening to that shit? Yeah, it was in Germany, and we were sitting. Bro, his brother was carrying him on that fucking song, and I felt.
I don't even know which song. I'm gonna look it up
right on his album, bro. I was like, damn, Chance, why you let your brother do that to you?
That's what I'm saying, man. I don't know what's going on with dude, man. I really, as a fan, because I'm a fan of Chance. I
want but his brother's better than Chance, though. I've been said that.
I just want music, bro.
Have you heard his brother's music?
I haven't heard. Was it Bennett?
Taylor Bennett. Yeah. Bro, I'm going to send you his album. Man. You're going to be like, dang, this shit's fire.
I'm going to fuck with it. I'm going to listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
I said. Oh, yeah, and then he had the Christmas mixtape with Jeremiah.
That was okay.
It was cool for the Christmas vibe. I'm not
hating. Nah, but that nigga wants to release a fucking remix of it. What you gonna add? 3 more songs? I don't want to hear another fucking Christmas time is here.
Yeah, see, man, that's what I'm saying. I need the music. Mm-hmm. And then if you go back to the big day, it's so full. It's so many features. It's full of features.
It should have just been himself.
He drowned it in features. It wasn't what it was supposed to be, man.
Oh, the song's called Rue. It's Row. R-O-O. The 8th song.
The 8th song is fucking... It's 22 songs on here?
Yes, bro. Too many songs. Too many songs.
22!
It's too many, bro. He tripping.
Because compared to 10-Day, 10-Day had 14.
Right.
Rap had 14.
Acid Rap is my favorite.
Coloring Book had 14.
That's pre 10-Day.
Acid Rap 22. Like, this nigga had a double up for who? Like, double up with shit music.
Yeah, that shit don't make no sense, man. He dropped the ball with that shit heavily. Heavily. And like I said, hopefully the next album is where it needs to be. But I got a feeling it's not going to be.
Boys, I'm asking you a real question. This wasn't even part of the topic, but Coi Leray, let's talk about it.
What?
She's been killing it.
Her shit is ass.
What? She's been fire, bro.
That little fake ass Playboy Cardi voice.
Oh, nah, okay. God. Pull up in that bitch. In that bitch.
You talking about these things on TikTok?
You listening to the shit you're saying, bro? Are you listening
to the shit you're saying? They use that shit as a joke on TikTok. Come on, my bro. Come on.
Bruh.
The fact that you even said that shit is hilarious.
First of all, Coi Leray has been bussing with good music, and I don't know. Maybe I'm just mesmerized by that little booty.
Oh wow!
I'm mesmerized. I'm gonna be real. Wow. That little booty be jiggling.
Oh wow! Talking about be jiggling.
Hershey.
Wait, what did he say? I can't even hear
what did he say? What did he say?
Bruh, that little lip. Did you hear the lyrics you just said, bro? Was she trying to be a Destiny's Child or something?
She asked how I get that.
Come on, bro. That shit. That shit's horrible. That shit is bad, bro. I'd rather have Cardi say something and then slow.
This is all I'm gonna say, bro. If TikTok wasn't a fucking thing, a lot of these niggas wouldn't be famous.
No cap.
That's facts. Mm-hmm. I feel that. What's that? What's that song Solo uses to? You get to see your best man, he gonna be your... What he say? What the fuck is that? That shit is hard. Mm-mm-mm-mm. And then motherfuckers.
What the fuck is that?
That's how I step on niggas.
Yeah.
The only reason they did that is because they wanted to make a little dance to it, bro.
All right.
You know, it's crazy. I don't even know the name to that song.
But nigga, hit the bang with you. I'm just trying to spend the day with you. Stick, bro.
Oh my God, bro. Like, that shit is ass.
I had to think about it at the spot.
Motherfuckers. Some shit. Hey, that is. That shit was weak. I ain't gonna lie. That shit, man. That's just so weak. Motherfuckers. That's what I'm saying. This whole time.
Think about it. That's what you were hyping up, right?
Bro. I was hyping up Coi, bro. Fuck TikTok. I'll burn TikTok to the ground.
I ain't gonna lie. TikTok. I heard niggas getting paid off TikTok. How do you even get paid off TikTok?
I heard you gotta have like a follower thing. Wow. Like a certain amount of followers.
Yeah, but I heard also, like, when I heard a lot of people getting fucked out their shit because if they get banned or whatever, they take their money too.
They have bad deals.
That shit bogus. That shit bogus as hell. It's like another version of YouTube type shit.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Jesus Christ, I remember that YouTube shit.
YouTube, Twitch, all this shit the same. They get. And that's the thing. A lot of people, I think, I have a problem with this little streaming platform. Shit, that any moment they can just take your shit.
They really can. That's why I'm gonna have to do a Patreon.
Man, for real, you got to do something else because it's like, damn, any moment they can just run in my bank account and
do that shit, bitch.
And G all my shit, reduce my views, not promote my shit no more at any given time. I said that, and that's the scary side of really trying to build a streaming platform or the platform for yourself, like on YouTube and Twitch and shit. It's some scary shit, but you know,
it's a hard knock life for us.
It's a hard knock life and for then us. Getting followers on Twitch is dead ass hard. I know it's hard.
You gotta combine them all together. It's like collecting all the Dragon Balls. Fuck you, Tom.
Like, I seen that one dude. I seen that dude, Aiden Ross. That man is so funny, bro.
Yes, bro.
He was talking about something. This is what he said, bro. So if you think about it, think of a game like Fortnite. He said,
but dude, I'm telling you, I don't think gaming right now is doing good. I think you
that's
switch over to IRL.
That's what I'm saying. He said Fortnite was good. And everybody fucking played that game. So dudes who were good at the game, people were, you know, obviously watching them.
Right.
But now that they don't play that game no more and video games don't really have that many viewers, like he said, people who are stream Twitch, Fortnite will have like, at least like 200,000 viewers, bro. 200K viewers. But now like you'd normally only get like 50K, 40K, shit like that because niggas don't play video games that
much. But then when I streamed the Slime Language 2, I was listening to it on YouTube and I was getting drunk streams. I had 36 people view that shit. That was my most viewed video. But then for my other like gaming videos, it's like 15, 12, 10, 5, 0.
The music side doing better than the gaming.
It is, and it's so funny that rappers are going over to the gaming side. They're having Twitch accounts like Soulja Boy. Soulja Boy is murdering Twitch. Like, he is taking their money.
Who really watching Soulja Boy on Twitch, man?
I do, nigga. I be bored.
So is they watching him out of boredom, bro?
Well, he's also funny.
Drake. Right, so, like, they just like the over-exaggeration of Soulja Boy. That's what I think sometimes. Yeah.
And then DJ Academics, I watch him live on Twitch.
Okay. Academics is a little more valid.
Trying to provide for me.
Oh, wow.
Me.
Where's his tape at? Where's Aubrey's tape?
I'm going to show you all of them. No cap.
What you think, Brad? I think, personally, Drake is one of the best role models ever.
Talk about the best role models.
No, let's talk about that Drake.
Look at it. At the end of the day, bro, rapping is a competition.
That's very true.
It is.
So if you want to win, you obviously going to do whatever you have to do to win.
But here's the thing, bro. You winning at what cost?
Mm-hmm.
This nigga got
friends. Nigga money.
this nigga got Jamaican. He been had enough money, but that's the thing though. All these niggas got
it's
money.
Friendships now, like now friendships matter because at the end of the day you can have all the money.
Well, if you think about it, it's like making money is like a sacrifice for the next generation, bro. Like I will grind all this money just so the next generation don't even have to worry about money. Think about it like that.
Mm-hmm. That may be
you true. Think about it, his son is set for the rest of his life.
Dude, and no cap, Drake. I think Drake is paying sometimes like meme pages to like promote his son. Like, yo, you know those meme pages, like, yo, Adonis is gonna be the NBA star. That nigga's ass. He's two. The nigga just drew a fucking paint. Like, what? I can do that with my toes.
Right. right? But you know what, though?
He's getting promoted at 5, having 1,000, like 1,000,000 followers type shit. Imagine him getting famous on Twitch.
Exactly, bro. If they make a page, manage it.
He's going
to
be
this, this, and that. Give it to him in his order. He's automatically getting social media funds.
But is it really worth it, though?
It is. That's an investment account.
That's what I'm about to say. I would invest my life for the next generation.
Just taking a photo, and that nigga's going to be traveling. He's going to be living off his mom, daddy's money.
But here's the thing, though. Does
no, he, no, let me not say that. Let me not say that. He might want to have his own life.
That's what I was about to get into.
That's what I'm going to say. Like, obviously, it's possible for him to do that, but who's to say you make that money by becoming famous? Who's going to know? Who's to say that everyone's going to know where your money come from?
Everybody going to know who Drake's son is.
Exactly.
Well, no, that's not my point, though. It's dudes, it's people like him who aren't rappers.
Right. Okay.
You mean like rapper's son?
Yeah, like you could, I'm trying to say, like, there's like dudes who get, you know, different jobs, not necessarily rapping.
Yeah, because, what's his name? Master P's son? They're doing basketball and they're about to go to college for it.
Exactly. That's a perfect example. Like,
and Master P, yeah, you're right.
That's true. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Nigga, I don't even know who Master P is, bro.
You know, so I don't know who Master P is.
Master P is a very, very important person.
Come on, bro.
Like, that's Romeo's dad, that shit.
One of his most viral songs.
He played in the NBA. I don't know.
I will say that he played in the NBA.
Okay, so, well, I know him as a rapper and a basketball player. One of the only rappers to do that shit.
Yep. He's the first J. Cole.
Yep.
Yo, is that real for J. Cole?
The Rwanda League, I think that's what it's called. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, boys. Let's talk about that.
I thought that was a meme, bro. Is that
real? No, that's actually, I saw him play, bro. I saw him play.
Yeah, that's fucking real.
What?
He played for a few games. He made the first game he played, made 3 points.
He got to do something. Yeah. My man got 3 points his first game. Might as well go crazy.
Mm-hmm. But then he had.
I mean, to be real, though, he is just like literally butt naked in a fucking professional league, bro. Like,
now he trained.
No, bro, come on now. Really?
Did he really train?
Can you really? Can you really count? What is really considered experience?
I think the reason why they did that is so they can give exposure to the teams and to BAO.
This is my thing, though.
And now,
when people get signed to, like, say, fucking football teams, like, there's this big ass Australian dude or a dude from New Zealand or some shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
He had planned on becoming a professional basketball player. Went through the league in New Zealand. Did all this shit and that, but when it came to draft day, he was denied.
Wow.
So
why was he denied?
Right.
I mean, he's just obviously like if he was denied, that he did not have as much skill as he thought he did. But that's the point. That's what I'm saying. His next step was a friend suggested that he invest in playing football because his build, he was 6'5". Obviously, that size is already an automatic win when you play football, bro. So,
right.
He trained him, professional NFL trainers, boom. Next day, he went to a Redskins trial and made the team, bro.
Okay, that's what's up. So, do you think that J. Cole is in the same situation, though?
I think he just
wanted- I'm not saying he is. I'm just saying, like, there's always a possibility of some shit like that happening.
Gotcha.
I really think he just wanted to show off his shoes, show off the league, if I'm being 1,000.
What's his contract look like? What could his contract possibly look like?
It's got to be dog shit, bro. I really don't think he gained. He probably just bought shoes and gave it to him.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's got to be a dog shit contract.
He played. Oh, damn. Like, even your team died.
I mean, who's like, what's.
Because what could they possibly give J. Cole?
That's what I'm about to say. Like, what is really considered profitable to that man? Like,
right, at this point, bro.
Maybe he sees it as a...
Yo, Sola's a horrible teammate. He just like these niggas crawled in.
Oh, bro, I know Solo. What are you playing? Apex?
Look at this now. Now I'm fucking dead, bro. I should do this.
He's on the packs.
Yeah, you know he's, you know, bro. Solo don't give up. Solo is, he be on that one man army shit, and then when he died, he screamed, "Come get me."
That's me, nigga.
That's me, every bro.
But I think I'm gonna get the kills. If I don't.
That'd be his favorite passing, bro.
He was gonna get the kills. I'm like, don't.
Hey, we all get the kills, dude. Sharing is caring.
That's what I'm saying.
Head ass. I'm trying to get the prayer.
Talking about prayer, knowing good and damn well you're not gonna play this game next month. We're gonna be on Warzone.
I've been playing both actually.
Same, me too.
Well,
hold on, what the fuck? So wait, so did you get rest or no?
We don't stay talk about it. No, I'm about to.
That's on you, bro. If you feel like you just wanna wait, then yeah, wait.
I'm thinking about it like the graphics was
the graphics could be better, but like I said, we play worse. That's how I look at it. Cause them ARK Day One graphics was not it. Them PUBG Day One graphics was not it. Shit.
I don't know, but I had a it's like the sense of realism in those games.
You had some what?
The sense of realism.
Oh yeah, that the survival shit is there. Like I said, bro, I had made me a whole revolver on there on the last server I was on Rust.
Did you play Fallout 4, boys?
Hell yeah!
Oh, absolutely. I'm back on it now. I did a little stream where I was just totally. I put my mods on there. I put my mods on that motherfucker, and I literally just play. Like, I got a big booty mod with all the women on Fallout 4. Got fat asses. And I just be free roaming. Oh, wow. That shit be cracking, bro. That shit be cracking.
Yo, where's that bitch?
Damn!
Okay. How you feeling? English girl named Fiona.
Then I had to roll me up another wood. All
right, but so back on the Drake topic, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's a perfect example of what rappers should be. Basically because he takes advantage of every opportunity.
But you can take advantage of every opportunity, but your character in the process getting fucked over because Drake is from outside looking in, Drake is a shitty person.
Oh, shit. What if his son starts to think that?
The man.
Sacrifice for what?
So would you? So
would I steal?
Listen to me. Listen to me. Would you rather be rich as fuck, but your child be provided for the rest of his life, or would you rather be poor as shit, not being able to do anything for them, and be like?
Yeah, you're right.
Think about it. That's what I'm saying.
I feel you what you're saying, G, but
there's ways to go about it.
Exactly. It's someone because the thing he did with that recent situation.
I know.
That recent situation is fucked up. He fucking old dude, wife.
Yes.
When he's engaged. Same mansion and shit. That shit grinding.
But you gotta think of the current social stigma. He'd be considered a fucking goat among these little kids, bro.
Yeah, but
among little kids, right, bro? I'm talking about grown men.
Fuck
a man point of view, yo, you a crummy.
No, but man. Y'all are not understanding what I'm trying to tell y'all. Y'all saying that he's gonna become a bad symbol for his son.
I'm not saying
that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Like you're saying he'll hate him because the type of person he is. Yeah, that's right. What I'm saying. That situation, the little kids see him as a fucking legend, bro, or some shit.
Probably like, yo,
so his son is probably thinking the same shit. And that's what you don't understand is at the end of the day, is he really taking the L, bro, doing all that shit in relation to his child?
His son might think he's a playboy. Damn, nigga.
Because who's to say he cares about what the public thinks of him rather than his son? Like, he thinks.
And plus, he's probably saying to his son, yo, I'm doing this for you.
Like, some shit.
Wait, what's how the Drake we talking about? We talking about his regular life or we talking about the music? Who we talking about?
We keep going off on tangents, bro. I'm trying to explain why I think he's a good example. You niggas keep bringing up his side.
Yeah. You want to switch it?
You talking about for his music side so long? Yeah,
bro. So look, as I was saying, he take advantage of every opportunity, basically by getting as many features on upcoming rappers he can, you know, getting the best features he can, whoop-de-whoop.
Right.
Like Fetty Wap, perfect example. Fetty Wap blew the fuck up 2015, 2016, 2017. Boom. Yeah. Drake got his features on Fetty Wap, got his money, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Where the fuck is Fetty Wap?
That's true. But
was that his fault for not releasing music? And
okay, No, listen.
Didn't music in 1 year.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Fetty Wap dried himself out.
Yeah, he kind of did to himself. Not gonna say he did to himself.
Well, no, I wouldn't say that. I feel like he just set very high expectations for himself in the beginning. And so when people listen to his regular shit, you know, they're like, this is a mid type shit. Like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing, too, though. You got to remember, Drake liked to swipe shit. He liked to swipe bars.
At the end of the day, you know, niggas who play football will see a good play and they'll steal that play.
Oh, dude.
Same shit, bro.
That may be true, bro, but I don't know, bro. I feel like it's more pride and moral ground standing compared to me still in a different type of play in football, and then me still in this nigga's lyrics and music. I feel like that's a gap right there, bro.
No, that's a sense of popularity and talent. If I sing that shit better than you, I'm gonna fucking sing that shit. Period.
That may be true.
Better than you, I'm gonna rap that shit.
And that may be true, but do it within proper standings. Don't steal it. If you gonna do it, do it. What's that drum song that he stole? Nigga literally stole a whole song from another artist.
From Big Baby Drum?
Yeah, bro.
What song? I didn't y'all see that.
I forgot the name of that song, bro. But then Drum had to redo his whole image and pull ups, and he on some whole R&B shit now. He ain't changed his name.
Oh, bro, did you hear his new album?
His new album was good. I ain't listened to the whole thing.
Really good. I listened to the whole thing 3 times. Really, really good album. I reviewed it.
That's what's up. That joint.
I love Drum. Drum is good.
You see, but this is my thing. Drake has already built relationships that are so solid.
Mm-hmm.
Lil Wayne, boom. Very Nicki. Solid. Very solid relationship.
That was through the label.
Why? Who's to say he's not keeping his circle small?
He is, but like I said, it's
and obviously his little circle is not gonna fuck with him and say like, yo, that shit is great. If one of my homies was doing that shit, I'd be like, yeah, do whatever makes you money, bro.
You're right.
That yeah, but like I said, I just look at it like at some point it's gonna get to him. Like the whole Drake to me is the kid. To throw a paper ball at you, and then when you go and punch him in the face, he telling the teacher, like that's the type of person I view Aubrey Graham as, because it's like the whole situation where he was.
You want to put it down?
I wanted to put it down.
The whole situation where he was dissing, he dissed Cuddy about his mental health, and then he turned around and did some whole other shit. And said something, then made it seem like he ain't know what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
Like that shit is some petty shit to me, bro.
Nah,
it's to me. Sometimes I think it'd be like a little victim thing he be on. Like he like to play that victim card.
Who, Aubrey?
Yeah, bro.
If he starts trying to play the victim about like having cheat with a woman, like you know what I'm talking about? That new shit that he just did, like cheated, like have that. Not he didn't have that woman. That woman wanted to have sex with Drake.
No, I'm doing that.
I'd fuck Drake. I mean,
oh,
what?
No, I wouldn't.
Wow.
No, I wouldn't.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm like women. I'm not eating.
I wasn't talking about that. I was talking about when he's talking shit about Kid Cudi mental health. Oh, he was some whole other shit.
But dude, this is the last topic. Last topic of the night. Aiden Ross.
The nigga's a goat.
He is a goat.
What'd he do?
I ain't gonna lie. But dude, we've been doing that fruit ball shit.
What did he do?
We can get money off that fruit ball shit. Didn't I say that?
Talking about being gay as fuck around
friends. Yes. People can get.
Like, what did he say?
No. Listen. This is my thing. It's already been a thing for so long. Why do you think we started doing that shit? Because we would see like those videos where like fucking Bruno Mars Treasure theme song and a bitch gets slapped in the face with a dick.
I didn't see that, but okay.
By the way,
you're lying, bro. It's the one where the dude like holds like his shit, or the one where he's like, and it keeps on coming, and it keeps on coming.
What are you? Do you know what he's talking about, Taj?
Hell no. What did he do? That's what I'm saying. What did he do, bro?
No, bro. I'm talking about that. Fuck.
Nah, y'all ain't hear me. I'm asking y'all, what did Aiden Rose do? What did he do?
You're all saying how he's a fruit ball.
No, he's a fruit, like the fruit ball goat. He's a goat. He's literally a goat for what he does.
I'm saying how you're all saying how he gets viewers off of being fucking gay, like
pretending to be.
Like his homeboys will come around, he'd be like, "Hey, Big D."
Mm-hmm.
Oh wow.
Yes. That shit.
Or like, oh shit, like when that nigga went to go bench and then he sat down on him in his
underwear. No, that was funny. Like, no, I'm saying he's a goat. Like, I'm not saying nothing bad about him.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, mm-hmm. Like, bro, like, I bro respect. Is making money. Like,
Jesus Christ.
Be sitting on my guys making, I mean, what? I don't
want to. What?
I don't want to sit on
my bro. Sick as hell, bro. Thick as hell.
You said yeah, I'm thick like, as hell? I know.
It's oh, like wow. Those memes of like the girls' locker room, and then they're like all calm and shit, and it's like the dude's locker room, and it's like one dude getting fucking gang banged by the,
bro. Don't expose us, bro.
Oh wow, talk about expose y'all. What y'all used to do in the locker room?
We didn't do no.
Thick ass German niggas. Big ass German niggas.
We're not German.
That's what I'm saying. I just lived there for 10 years.
Ooh. That's that. I mean, hey.
That's what I'm saying. Might as well be.
Shit, man.
But fuck it. Yeah, that. He be making money. The only way he's going out, right?
Jesus Christ.
But it's working.
Being fucking gay.
But it's working. I respect it. Respect the grind.
Yeah, y'all respect it.
Oh,
are you don't want to be part of that grind?
Taj is a Polo G ass nigga, bro.
Oh my
god! Not
yes,
you he too.
Yeah, you. If I said some fruit bar shit around
what's
you,
what's the hype around Polo G?
What?
Yeah, I don't know how I do it, but you can't get near me.
Polo G's really good.
I don't give a going so you do it, sir.
That's Mary.
I don't know, man. Coming from a nigga from Chicago, I feel like we overhype a lot of niggas that be just all right.
Like who? Like why? They pull the
why do you think everybody out of Chicago makes it?
Solo set.
They're suburban kids now.
What could I say? I'm a suburban baby. I don't suburban. Do that anymore. Yo, did y'all listen to Haitian Boy?
No, I did not.
I did. Solo me and Jarrell listened to like half of it the other day.
That shit was.
See, look, Jamaican.
That's gonna do a
lot. Jamaican.
What's that song called? He literally singing in Jamaican. Oh, he's singing in Haitian.
It was kind of gas.
He was harmonizing in Haitian and shit. I said, go ahead. They saying it flopped though.
Yeah, it did. Because he released it the same day as J. Cole's album. And J. Cole's album just had better features.
That little feature was good.
What's your favorite J. Cole song?
And I think he got a hold on me.
Pride is the devil.
I like him. I like that Sega song, Amari. Amiri. R.I.P.
Pride is the devil. To that album, it made me go back and listen to other J. Cole albums. The For Your Eyes Only. I was listening to that for a while.
For real. They was think I'm selling dope. Selling dope.
Mm-hmm. How long can I survive with this mentality?
You can sing that motherfucker. Oh, wow. Not y'all harmonizing. Okay. Funny as hell.
I am right.
Oh, shit.
Damn, what time is it? Damn, this pod has been going on for an hour. 55 minutes.
It's 12:40.
Hey, man, it is what it is.
Damn, I'm probably going to end this, but we're going to be back on the game. Are you still on the game?
Shit, I don't know, bro.
Oh, my God. Your f***y ass.
I might go clap some cheeks or something. I'm going
to go. They about to be his meat. That's what he meant.
You funny as hell.
Yeah, you gotta get on. Oh, good for you. I'm happy. But yeah, let me not talk about that. The pod.
Oh, what? She's using you for what again?
What? Don't get over it, dog.
What's her name?
Chill. But thank you for everyone that's gonna come and listen. Thank you, Taj. Thank you, Solo,
Yo.
For this amazing episode. This
oh, wow.
has been really great. Thank you, everybody, for listening, and have a great
one. Yeah.